Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on anything and everything related to building and growing your cleaning company. If that sounds like you, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always dreamed about. If you want to be a guest on the show or have got any feedback for us, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or give us a call, 480-648-5149, to apply or give any feedback you've got. We are excited to talk to you. Today, we are chatting with Dave Naveau from Hubstaff. I've actually known this guy for, gosh, feels like a decade because we're both 100 years old. And he is going to talk to us about automating, working with teams that aren't local, and all sorts of cool stuff. Dave, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
How you doing? Nice to be here.
Nice to chat, man. I think the last time I saw you live was like, because I live in Phoenix, and he and I were in a kind of business owners group in Phoenix, and best friends, and then we'd hang out, we'd see each other, and then he up and moved to some dirty, cold place in the Midwest.
Yeah, back to Indiana, where I'm from, yeah.
Anyway, cool. So the reason, actually, it's so funny. I think one of Dave's people had reached out to me independently of he and I knowing each other, and I circled back with Dave and said, "Hey, let's get you on the website because the product that he's got is actually super cool, and I really think is going to bring a lot of value to you guys, Cleaning Nation." So before we jump into that, Dave, tell us a little bit about. Actually, let's just jump in. Tell us a little bit about your company, how you got started, and then kind of work us around to how that would kind of affect or give value to our audience.
Yeah, so what we do is time tracking software, both focused on computer tracking, like from the desktop, and then also mobile. So what we do for cleaning companies specifically is basically to track the amount of time your people are at various jobs or clients, and then also with GPS location so that you can see actually where they're located during the time that they're working.
Okay, so if you get any of this, like, well, they said they're going to be here an hour, and they're only here 42 minutes, and they did this and did that, you've actually got data that you can kind of use to help walk through that with the customer.
Yeah, it comes from that, and then also, you know, you do that, and then also you can, like you said, you know, it does help to answer customer questions, but it also helps you from a business side basically run your operations a lot more smoothly because you can answer those questions, you actually understand, you have data, and then, you know, job costing, understanding how much each job is costing you, how much you're spending in drive time, things like that.
Yeah, and I hate to say this, but I'll be the jerk and come out with it. I gotta imagine that when people go from not using some sort of time tracking software to using it, all of a sudden jobs probably take 10-15% less time when it moves from I'm just gonna write down how long I where I was to actually you physically know how long it took me to travel, how long it was there. I gotta imagine once that starts getting tracked and reported, it just naturally shrinks up when people know they're, and I hate to say know they're being watched, but know they're being held accountable for the time that you're paying them for.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, you know, it does have an effect there, and it also has an effect with like I said, drive time. Are you on the most efficient route? You know, the other thing is that from client to client, you know, the time could vary. People use our app a lot to basically, you know, understand which clients are profitable and which ones are not.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me hit one more thing on the drive time. Like, if it's the most, you said if it's the most, kind of beneficial or time effective route, I think you're going to find that the most time efficient route is not through the Circle K and then down to get their dry cleaning, which is probably happening now. Once you get them GPS'd, all of a sudden it does get a lot more quote unquote efficient. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is, yeah, we actually have not talked about that as much as I'd like to on the show. So I'm going to take a moment here. I think a lot of times we kind of do the job costing at the beginning. We first bid a job, and then monthly, ideally, I know at least my customers are doing total job costing in terms of, you know, hey, I got $100,000 in revenue, you know, $65,000 in cost of goods sold, and I've got $35,000 in net profit. But when I start getting granular, I'm like, okay, which are your most profitable accounts when it comes time to, well, should I fire this guy or not? We need to raise prices. Who do we raise prices on? A lot of people I talk to, I'd say well over 90% don't have that data or access to that data in terms of how much am I actually making per account as opposed to per month. And that's something you guys can help with, correct? Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, totally. And the other thing too is like people use our app all the time to really understand which people, which employees are most effective. It happens all the time that one person gets the job done in, you know, half the time that the other person can do it. And it's the ability to really understand what, you know, the effectiveness of each person, you know, as well. So there's a lot to it.
Which is huge because the person's never going to go, oh, yeah, I'm just slow. It's always, well, the customer was there or it's super. There's always some sort of external excuse that they, quote unquote, have no control over. It's really hard to stand by that excuse. You're like, well, Bob went to the same account with the same, you know, whatever excuse you have. He got it done an hour, not Bob, but Bob and his partner, whatever, you know, team A went there and got it done in 45 minutes, took you guys an hour and 26 minutes, and he had the same thing.
Right.
I think that's a great, and again, it's so funny when you just start tracking stuff, even if you don't do anything other than tracking a report, I think a lot of times things get better when people kind of realize, there's actually some accountability here. It's not just, you know, this company's not just a blank checkbook for me.
Right. Exactly.
So the big concern I've got, because again, I've had this conversation with my clients and I always get stuck when I say, hey, we need to know if we're going to take the next step with you, I need to know, yeah, just what you were talking about. Give me a profitability breakdown by client. And they're like, well, I don't have that. And my feedback is always, well, go get it. And then we're stuck, right? They're like, that just seems like a big, scary thing. So talk to me a little bit about implementation, because right now I'm kind of like, and sorry, I'm a little behind the weather, so I apologize, Cleaning Nation, if my throat's shot. But I'm so excited to have Dave on here. I wanted to make sure we didn't skip. That said, tell me a little bit about the transition process, because my fear would be, A, it's going to be super crazy expensive, and we'll talk about that, and B, it's going to be this bare, you know, 50-hour project I've got to do to get everybody switched over. Talk about what it looks like to moving from, I'm guessing most of the people that are going to go from my side or Cleaning Nation is going from no time track where they don't have any of this technology. What's it look like transitioning from nothing into using your product?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty seamless, really. I mean, like I said, I think most of the people will be using primarily the mobile apps. And so the way it works is basically the first thing to do is set up all of your clients on the system. And that just takes a minutes, or even you could just set up not all of your clients, but a few of them. Those are basically equal to projects. And so let's say you have, just for the sake of simplicity, you've got 10 clients that you want to track. So you go up and set up 10 projects in our system. And then what happens is that you'll just send invites with, you know, through email. Our system sends it out for you. Just give us the email addresses of your people. And like, let's say you want to test or to start testing with one or two of your people. So, you know, usually these are people that are trusted on your team. They understand, the most important part is they understand the need from the business owner standpoint. So they understand your need for this implementation in your business. And then basically what's going to happen is those people are going to receive an email. They download the app on the App Store or the Play Store, depending on the Android or iOS, depending which one they have. And then basically they're going to see those 10 projects right there on their phone. They hit the play button or, you know, start tracking time right on their phone. And then that tracks time to that specific client. As they travel through the day, they just change the client they're working on. You can even have projects set up for like drive time, you know, driving. As this is all happening, it's recording GPS location, so you can see where they're at. So project A or client A matches, you know, client A's house. You can see that, so you have the proof of work there. And then basically that's basically it. At the end of the month or at the end of the week, the end of the day, however you want to track it, you have a good view of which clients that person worked on and how long each of these clients took, right? So that's really as far as it is. In terms of the change that your team will have to, you know, do, it's the only thing they have to do is take out their phone and press play or start recording time when they start the job and press stop when they're done with the job. And then select the next person, same thing. So for them, it's a matter of seconds.
All right, so let me repeat back what I thought I heard you say, A, to make sure that Genius or Cleaning Nation is clear, and B, just to make sure that, yeah, it's as simple as possible if anyone missed it. So what I hear is you've got to upload your clients, which is that like a minute or two per client? How long does it take to get a client in?
No, that's a minute or two total.
Oh, total, okay.
I mean, the 10 seconds.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. So that's like not a big deal. So on kind of your side of it, the administrator side. So do you the administrator, the owner of the cleaning company, is he usually going to do this from his computer or the app?
Oh, yeah, the computer.
Okay. So we sit down at the computer. 5 minutes later, I've got my customers up there. And then I would just email, if I just had an email for every one of my employees or however many I want to start with, I just email them all the invitation. And again, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's actually... That's done right through our system. Through as you're sitting down creating the projects, we have a wizard. So as you're sitting down creating the projects, you're also going to invite people. So that's all in the same wizard, setup wizard. It takes about maybe 5 minutes to get through the whole thing. And after the fact, you're going to have your project set up. You're going to have your people invited. And at that point, you're just waiting for them to accept your invite.
Okay. And you can even have, once you've got this going, you probably, that invite would be mandatory for hire, right? So this is just kind of to start, but once you get going.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Once you've implemented it, it becomes really easy and it really effective and like, just like automatic is what I'm trying to say. It's just like you said, when a new hire comes in, the first thing they do is get started on this. And then that's just a process in your business. But I was going to say though, that to even speed it up even further, you can actually have that core group like right there with you in the office, and then they'll see the email come through and they just accept it and it's right there and it's done. Then it's just done. You can see the whole process in full.
Okay, cool. So dumb question. I get what you're saying, like, hey, if you just want to start with a couple like trusted employees and not roll it out full scale right off the bat. I get that, but that's like, if it's hard, I'm kind of like, well, why wouldn't I? What's the downside of just saying, let's get everybody on this thing? Cause I'm kind of fired up.
Yeah, well, the thing is it's a if you're not using anything, it's not a big deal. But if you are using something, then it becomes a little bit more of a big deal because your processes change.
Okay, yeah,
right. And that's the only thing.
It's and you're probably going to want to run both of them simultaneously for a couple of weeks till everything's smooth.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is if you're going from nothing and you're just like, I have no idea, my employees tell me how long they stay at places. If you're moving from that to some sort of system, just do everybody at once. It's probably pretty quick and easy. If you're changing systems, you might do it in phases to make life a little easier on that end.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's it. And just to make sure that this is the right thing for you and to make sure that it does what you want it to do and that everyone is on the same page.
All right. So first of all, again, I'm kind of still in the too good to be true stage. So I'm trying to think of like, what am I missing that makes this hard? Because it's really, this just sounds awesome, especially as a coach that's constantly telling people, hey, we need this data. And they're like, it's too hard. I can't find it. It's, you know, it's not tenable. This is super exciting. So the only drawbacks, yeah, but things is, it sounds like your employees either have to have smartphones or you'd have to supply them with an iPad or some sort of smartphone. Am I missing anything or does that sound right?
No, yeah, that's exactly correct. The only difference with that, we also have web timesheets, so your people could, theoretically, if they wanted to. We are all for automatic time tracking, and that's what we have for Mac, Linux, Windows, iOS, and Android. But we also have web timesheets, so they could theoretically come in at the end of the day and report that if they don't have a smartphone. But if they do have a smartphone, then it becomes a lot easier.
Well, and again, just from a coaching standpoint, my two cents is I'm just going to require you have a smartphone. Like, that's just, if you want to work for me, you have to have reliable right. transportation. You have to have a smartphone. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And again, Cleaning Nation, my warning would be the people that are going to fight you most on this and start saying they don't like it and it's stupid and it's a waste of time and money, they're probably the ones that are stopping by at the Circle K. And they're, if you look at their times, it's probably 50% worse than the other guy. The people that are excited to implement this are the ones that are doing a great job. I'm like, finally, someone's, because this works both ways. You know, in superficially, it's easy to go, well, hey, there's probably a bunch of dead weight in my organization I need to get rid of. They're just flat out cheating me, right? They're not working like they should. And that's the obvious piece. But the second piece is there's probably 20% or 30% of your people that are working their tail off and really just crushing it and aren't getting the appreciation, the acknowledgement, and the recognition that they should be getting. This is a really good opportunity to do both those, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's smart. And that's exactly what a lot of people don't see. And the thing is that within my company and the, you know, what I've done, we have about 30 right now. And the thing is that the people that are good, they want this because not only are they organized and they're smart and they understand that this would be helping their manager or their boss improve their business and make things run smoother, but also for them, it's job. How do you say it? It will allow them to keep their job basically and prove to you that they are doing an awesome job. And they want that.
Yeah, let me give you the cheapest, easiest, simplest way to use this thing. I'm being a little bit sarcastic, but half serious. Just go tell your team, hey, team, we're implementing a time tracking thing. There's going to be GPS. You're going to clock in and out of every deal. That's how you're going to get paid. So if you don't clock in or out, you don't get paid. And it's all based on GPS. What do you guys think? Everybody that says, oh, that sucks. That's the blah, 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 fire them. And everybody that says, oh, that's awesome, give them a raise. There you go. You don't even have to implement a thing. Yeah. Just tell people and watch how they react.
Yeah, that's you know, that's exactly the way we do it in my company. I mean, we pay everybody by the hour, so everyone's hourly based. And if they're tracking time, they're getting paid. If they're not tracking time, they aren't getting paid. And at the, you know, talking about another thing that this does, you know, all of the, now it depends if you are running a W-2 type environment where you have W-2 employees, you obviously can't do it this way. But if you're running an hourly shop and you basically, you know, need to track the time and actually need to pay people based on an hourly system, this is all digital. So basically at the end of the month, it becomes just a few seconds for your admin or your payroll person or your assistant, whoever, to come in there and look at the end of every 2 weeks or whatever it is, to run the reports and say, Jimmy worked 16 hours times his rate, and then Bob worked 15 hours, and it tracks time down to the second. So it's like 15 and a half hours, you know, it doesn't matter regarding that. So it's accurate in those ways too, and it reduces the admin work.
Yeah, and I love that it's I'm not a big fan of the employees saying when they got there, when they left, or, you know, writing it at, or supervisors. It sets it up for a lot of trouble. So if it can be automatically tracked to the second, with GPS, I love that. So there's no fooling around. And we haven't even talked about, mostly for residential, I don't think this happens as much on the commercial side, but residential, there's a lot of like, well, I kind of thought they were going to be here for this long and they were only here for this long. And again, Cleaning Nation, you've heard me get on my soapbox about not billing per hour and billing per job and for, you know, X amount of dollars to solve your pain. But for those of you out there that still haven't adopted, there are people that bill per hour, and that just eliminates all this he said, she said. The cleaner's like, I was there from morning, noon, and night. And the other one's like, they were here for 7 minutes. When it's on GPS, that takes a lot of that confusion and ability to kind of hide behind he said, she said, you know, just takes it away instantly.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And then you can even report that directly to your client. I mean, it's so easy to report that to them.
Yeah, that's kind of the next thing I was going to ask you about, is talk about reporting. So, again, first of all, it sounds just super fantastic, but what does it look like at the end of the month? How easy is it for me to get data, and how clear is that data? Because really for me, that's, you know, if it tracks all this crap, but I can't get it in a clear, easy way, it's useless. But if I can automatically get it and understand it and start making business decisions from it, this is now a crucial part of my business.
Yeah. So you can basically, at the end of, let's just say at the end of the month, for simplicity purposes, you can basically go in and see how long each client was worked on. So like at the end of the month, depending on how many times you see a client. So if you see a client, let's say, once every 2 weeks versus once a month, that's going to be easy to see. All it is time-based. So you can see that you worked on Jolene's house for a total of, say, 7.5 hours, and you worked on Bob's house for a total of 2 hours. I mean, you can separate it by client, and you can also view it by employee or by person. So you can see that worker A, you know, worked for me this month for 160 hours, and worker B worked for me for, you know, 100 hours. So it's viewable in any of those ways. To get the GPS reporting, you have to go a level deeper. So you have to actually, look at each team member, and then it'll show you the map. But you can just hit left and right, and you can see the days and where they were at, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and I'm probably not even going to use the GPS until I do. The big thing I'm going to do is that report, and then I probably won't use the GPS if there's some sort of discrepancy or, like, that doesn't sound right. Then I'll use that more to verify something than, like, information I'd use, right?
Yep, totally. Yep, and we have pay rates, so basically, like, each of your people, it's hourly, or it's hourly, or you can do fixed as well. But let's just say hourly. So if they, you know, you just take their rate, and it automatically multiplies by the number of hours they worked, and then you can mark them as paid. So it'll even keep your payments kind of organized. You know.
Yeah, I love that because if I can get that simple, like, what jobs am I making money at? So it'll tell me that. Like, if I've got, you know, job A, B, and C, I don't know if you can put the gross revenue, but I'm going to know my own gross revenue. It'll tell me this is what it costs in payroll. Job A for the month of April costs $419.43, period. I have it right there per job.
Yep, you can get that in about 5 seconds.
The more we talk, the more I'm like, I think I'm going to make this mandatory for my private coaching clients because this is just the data I'm constantly needing and unable to get. And when it's guessing and there's like, well, self-reporting, it's just out the window because, you know, the people that are going to cheat you by not working when they say they're working are going to absolutely lie to you about it. So I love, love, love the GPS accountability. And if it's just, this is how we do things, you know, maybe you ruffle a couple feathers right off the bat, but after that, this is another thing. I think this is once you've got this instituted and you hire someone or you try to hire someone, you explain in the interview process, here's how we do our time tracking. I think the dirtbags are going to leave and go, they've got their crap together. Yes. I can't steal here. I can't pillage. I've got to go somewhere where they don't have systems like this.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Happens all the time.
Love it, man. Okay. Let me make sure I've got all the questions. So the implementation sounds super easy. Oh, before we talk about what it costs and how to get it, and start, because again, this, the more we talk, the more I'm like, oh my gosh, we, especially people I'm working with, they just have to have this. What does it take to, what kind of support do they have? So far it sounds super easy, but if I'm a listener, I'm like, yeah, it always sounds easy, but it's always tricky. You know, something comes up and these freaking online companies, you know, I get my money and, you know, I could never get a hold of anybody. What's that look like if and when I need some help setting it up or it's set up and I've got a glitch or I just don't understand how something works? How do I kind of get that resolved?
Yeah, so we have about 2,600 customers or clients now, and so there's a lot of people who have been through it and have implemented the stuff in their business every day, and basically, I mean, honestly, it's a very, very short setup process. You can be up and running in as little as like 5 minutes. On the support side, we have 24-hour support. Basically, it's a ticketing system, so you can just enter a question and we'll get back to you. We do have support, not quite 24 hours a day, but close right now. And basically, we get back, we take pride in getting back to people like very, very quickly. And Mike and I talked and we can, like, I would be more than happy to do like a 15-minute, free consultation and set up, even walk through on the phone, or Skype or GoToMeeting, however it is that you want to do it, for each person if you need that.
Perfect. Okay. And from what you've told me, and I haven't set this up because I don't have, I don't have virtual employees like that. But it sounds like really there shouldn't be a need for that. But if they do have some sort of problem or they've got it and they're just like, I haven't been able to get around to it, and they need one of your people to just kind of help walk them through it, how do they kind of set that up and make it happen?
Yeah, just saying with Mike, Mike Campion and Grow My Cleaning Company, and we'll know exactly what to do with it. We're small, we're a growing company, but we're small enough to be able to understand exactly what that means, and we'll make that happen. No problem. We'll just schedule it. It just has to be scheduled in advance, is all. So schedule it in advance, and we'll schedule it right there when you shoot us an email through our system, and we'll schedule it and get going.
Okay, perfect. So if they need, so again, I don't, from what Dave's telling me, and I haven't signed up, it just sounds like you're not going to need that. But I would rather you open a help ticket, just say, hey, I'm with the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. That's where I heard about it. Dave said I could get someone to walk me through it. I would much rather you do that and take 20 minutes with one of Dave's folks to just walk you through and be like, hey, here's all, because, you know, on this podcast, without you in front of your computer, we can't really give you all the benefits and how it goes personally to you. So I think you should be okay on your own. But if not, open that help ticket, reference Mike Campion or the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, and let them walk you through it. Because again, the one thing that all of this, you know, kind of power we have at our fingertips has in common is if you don't implement it, it's just a waste of time, right? It doesn't matter how much it costs or how little it costs. If you don't do anything with it, just save yourself the time of down, you know, just don't do that. So whatever you need to do, I appreciate you kind of giving us that backstop in case there is a problem or there's no excuse, right? Like, oh, I can't figure it out, it's going to be hard. If that's the case, open a help ticket, have them walk you through it. But this is, from what I hear, this could, especially if you're going, if you have some other time tracking software, I don't know what the difference is between that and this, try it out and see. But if you have nothing, this is a no-brainer. If you have no time tracking, you're like, nope, I'm just going to keep going along not knowing how profitable my jobs are and how profitable my employees are, that's crazy, dude. Like, you don't stop listening to the podcast. There's nothing else I can do to help you if that's too if that's a bridge too far. I have nothing easier to make a big difference, so you're in the wrong spot. Okay, that said, let's talk about what it costs and how to get in. So you know, again, my fear is hearing all this stuff, I'm like, oh man, I've been down this road. Dude's going to want like $1,000 or a couple thousand bucks to get it set up. And then it's just going to be super expensive. And I'm a little company, I can't afford it. Please tell me that's not the case.
Yeah. So, like I said, we are a full scale SaaS based business, which means just software as a service. And you come on, sign up, we've got a free trial. And basically, you get going with it and implement it. There is no setup fee. We're an easygoing, relaxed company. And basically, you don't have to talk to a salesperson. Come in at your own freedom. Sign up, test it out, see if you like it. If you do, great. Go from there. But you know, to get to the pricing, it's basically, we do have plans. So the plans are like 3 people, 5 people, 10 people. So there are like tiers. But basically, it's $9 a user. So if you have a team of 10, it's $90 a month. No setup fee, nothing like that.
Which to me is insane. For, you know, if I got, you know, 100 employees, and I'm sure it's cheaper at that point, for $900 to know where all these people are and what it costs, for credit. Or if I got 3, how do you not, for $27 or whatever that works out to be? My fear was big setup fee, massive monthly fee. But for crying out loud, if you're paying people $9 an hour, basically for an hour of their time, you can know all of their time for the entire month. Like that,
right?
That's just a no brainer. I don't know what else to tell you. Okay, and because you were awesome and I begged, you hooked us up with, I think if you go to hubstaff.com, you guys, your general offer is kind of just a 15-day or 14-day free trial, which is great.
Yeah.
But because you're my best friend, I owe you beers when you come into town. You're hooking us up. You said you have a product, an information product that will help them get value. Well, here, you just tell us what you got set up, because I'm excited and I don't want to screw it up.
Yeah. So basically, So I've got a book that I wrote on managing people. Basically, it's called The Definitive Guide for Building a Remote Team. It will help with understanding how to get people to become accountable in your business and get them to, you know, it talks about hiring the right people. How to find the right people, talks about how to manage them and get expectations set, how to get upfront buy-ins from them, things like that. So I've got that, and that will be on this page where you can download it, growmycleaningcompany.com/hubstaff. And then also what we decided to do would be to give you a 60-day free trial. So if you enter in the coupon code Grow My Clean Company when you get to the process in Hubstaff to enter a coupon code in, which is not for the first, which is not until you have to actually select a plan. Basically, you'll get 60 days free trial versus a 14-day free trial.
Okay, so if I go, so should I go to Growing? So if I go to growmycleaningcompany.com/hubstaff, do I still have to enter the Grow My Cleaning Company promo code?
Not right away. No, it only when it becomes time where you've got to actually select a plan. So your trial will run out at the end of 14 days. But the thing is that then you'll go in and select a plan. You'll get 60 days for free.
Okay, so just select the growmycleaningcompany.com is the promo, and you'll get the 60 days for free, and you'll get
we'll not charge you for an additional 45. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then as importantly to me, you'll get the book on how to get by, because again, as much as I love this tool, you're kind of just putting out fires if you've got that relationship with your employees that's like, we don't trust you, you don't trust them, they're trying to screw you. This is going to make it a lot harder for them. But if you got bad employees, you got a bigger problem. This will help. But I think the real solution is understanding how to manage and how to build a team. And a lot of the stuff that we talk about on this this podcast, if Dave's got a book that he wrote that he's going to include in that, for crying out loud, sign up, take the 60 days for free, start saving money. I can't imagine at that point you're going to quit. But if you do, it costs you nothing and you still get the book. And again, I can't imagine any, I can imagine zero people going from, I know exactly how much I'm making per account, and I know exactly how much time team A or person A is taking to do this account versus team A or team B to do this account. And I don't need that anymore. I can't fathom a business owner that would be that casual, or if you don't have that, not setting up. So yeah, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/hubstaff. If he was giving 0 days free, I would say sign up, for crying out loud. If you got 10 employees for $90, what are you going to lose? And I'm actually going to go, and I don't even have that. I'm going to go because I want that book. So anything else I'm missing, Dave, that Cleaning Nation needs to know about time management, about Hubstaff, about anything that we've covered today?
Well, no, I think the most important thing is just that I'd be glad to help personally. Even my email address is dave@hubstaff.com. And if you have any questions or anything like that, as you go through this process, and also, I think it'll make a world of difference, just in terms of your organizational, in your operational processes, just having that in your business, as an entrepreneur myself, that's why I built the business, and it helps me sleep a lot better at night. And I hope it can do kind of the same to you. I understand the stresses and the worries that we all face having to go through this with your people and just all the different moving pieces. And this was built to help streamline that.
All right, dude, I appreciate it. I mean, how often do you get an owner of a pretty good-sized company giving out his personal email address? So Cleaning Nation, Dave's just good people. I'm going to go download that just because I want to get the book. Make sure you give me lots of feedback. I have a feeling that you guys are going to love this stuff. So if you have any feedback, positive or negative, let me know. Again, you can go to support@growmycleaningcompany.com. You can call the podcast. But just give us feedback because I think this is going to be awesome, and I'd love to share your experience with the rest of the community. Dave, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your passion and your desire to help us grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Dave's show notes page and get all the information we went over on this episode, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.